With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Buying lingerie is easier said than done. Sizes, colours, styles, it can all be very intimidating. And it's especially intimidating, I think, if you are a guy that's buying for a lady. Men, do not stress. We are here to help. Sinead Sanderson from Peaches and Cream Lingerie has joined me and is here to discuss some of the do's and don'ts ahead of the Christmas shopping. Sinead, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Can you pull that right up to yourself there? Because I really don't want people to miss out on what you're saying.
Well, am I too loud?
No, you're not at all. Right. You sound absolutely glorious. I just want to make sure I get all the information that I need. I suppose before I get into the nitty gritty of it, how did Peaches and Cream come to be?
My own frustrations. I was getting married and I could not find a bra for the life of me that would fit me and look good in my dress. So that's how it was born. It was born from very much event led. So it was a lot of frocks coming in, getting that perfect silhouette. I remember when I was in America, I bought a dress in a department store and the lady said, so the first thing you do is go to the underwear store in the place and get them to kit you out for this dress. And I thought it was genius. They looked at the dress I had. They selected underwear that would make that dress sing, and I looked brilliant. So it was that kind of full service that was lacking. You know, when you go into department stores in Ireland, they'd never even ask you for a picture of what you're wearing. So it began with events and now it's just morphed into bra fitting for everything, for life, for starter bras, for maternity. So it's full circle now. But our core is fitting bras and fitting them well and explaining to people all the time the benefits of having a correctly fitting bra.
So what are the benefits?
Everything from support, from the shape you create, from how you feel in the bra. I'm talking to you about wire, non-wire. There's a huge trend towards non-wire since COVID and since working from home.
Has COVID been the thing that changed that?
Well, COVID started it all. We all, you know, transitioned to our houses. So half
the
time,
all let the ditties fly free.
You let them fly free. And as I was saying, it's like putting them back into a box. It's very difficult. It's like going from a pair of flats to a pair of high heels. It's muscle memory. So what's happened is we've all allowed them to go free. So now trying to contain them is alien. It feels weird. We're not prepared to put in the work. It could take up to 2 weeks to get back on track into a proper bra. But it's very important because the muscle memory starts to sag a little bit, get softened in under the armpit. That section where the wire is the worst section. We all know that. It's all about lifting in, we say in the store, stoop and scoop. So you don't want any trapped tissue, but you will not achieve a proper shape if you don't have a good fitting bra. It's all about the back band. It's where it anchors. If it rides up, you're done. It'll fall front. It falls down at the front. If you tighten a strap in a bra and the back band goes with you, you know you're wearing too big a back band. If you put your hands in the air and the front slips up over the bottom of your bust, you know you're wearing too big a back band. So 80% of the support in a bra is across the back.
I'm sorry, I'm still caught on you saying that the muscle memory of the side of my boob going under my armpit, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
So if I'm not wearing a bra, my boob is going to go under my armpit.
It is. It's just, you know, they sit where they sit. So, you know,
dear Lord,
east and west.
My
know,
goodness.
And as the years go on, breast tissue changes. And the less you support that breast tissue, the worse it becomes. So absolutely, if you can find a non-wire bra that contains your breast front and centre, stick with it. That's the holy grail. But the problem with non-wire bras is wear after wear, they don't last as long.
Yeah.
They lose their kind of support very quickly. So you're kind of rotating a lot of bras and you'd lose interest. And also, you know, people don't really prioritise buying a bra. It's more like a necessity. It's a chore to go get fitted for a bra. But we always say, you know, you can put anything over a good bra, but it's a crime to put something good over a bad bra. It just won't do you
I'm going to be very honest. I think the last time I was fitted for a bra was when I was probably about 15.
Yeah, and that's what most people do. And what they do is they go from a standard 34B, they might change and they might decide, okay, I need a 36B. Then all of a sudden they're in a 38B. They never think, maybe I need to go down to a 32 and go to a D cup. They just don't understand the dynamics that it takes for a bra to fit you well. And then there's so many different things that come into play. It's what you like. Do you like to be minimised? Do you like to be lifted? What kind of neckline do you use most in your wardrobe? We were talking there about building your bra wardrobe, having different things for different times. is very important. You know, your 80% core bra is one thing, but what you might need for the weekend or for an event is totally different.
And you mentioned there about COVID and Gen Z kind of veering into this no wire bra, sports bra trend or no bra trend. I am very firmly on the no bra trend, yeah, or the no underwire. I hate an underwire, but I very quickly described to you what I like and you were able to, in 30 seconds, figure out what I needed.
Yeah.
Because I said, listen, I don't like a wire, but I also like my whole boob to be covered. And I thought I found the right bra until I got my picture taken and I looked back at the picture and I thought, oh, dear God, the ladies have no support.
Yeah. And like, it's really much about access, and the waist is another thing, because when you're taking a photograph, your silhouette is very important, the way you stand and where the boobs sit. So if you trap and have no waist because you're wearing a bra that's allowing you soft and no structure in that area, you're going to look just the one shape the whole way down. It's just a lot of different things. But back support's important. If you don't like them on show, go for a high apex bra. That's basically like that triangle shape you see.
Yeah, I like that.
I call it a teardrop. It covers every inch of you. But you can still get lifted in those bras. They have side slings in them. You choose the right style. Like, it's the poor men are probably listening to this thinking, I have the notepad out, but what am I?
What are they talking? So if we were to break it down for the men. Yeah. So say there's a guy listening and he's thinking, I want to get some sauce lingerie or something for the woman in my life for Christmas, and I want to surprise her and I want to do it well.
Yeah.
Where do they start?
Well, it really depends on what stage the relationship is at. Sizing is key. You have to do a little bit of homework. If you're early days and you don't have that information or access to that information, stick to the small, medium, large. Go for a pair of pajamas, a baby doll, a bodysuit that you can easily get that right. You can kind of garner as you UK 10, 12, 14, 16. Sizing is key.
So if you're not going to have the guts to go into the bra drawer, yeah, and see exactly what the bra size is, like, don't do what my husband did and go into a shop and say, oh, she's about a fistful, or, you know, it's about that size.
Or their eyes veer towards, like the staff are always saying, your eyes veer down as they're talking to you.
Yes,
and they're trying to look behind you and around you and gauge who in here is most like her. And then the more, you know, veteran men that have access, try to have a look in the drawer. Try to look at what she's wearing most recently. That's her size. Also take little notes. What does she wear more of? What are her preferences? I have to say, men have become really good at saying to us in the shop, no, she doesn't like that kind of a brief. She likes a fuller brief. But they still want a bit of lace or something a bit special. They don't want to go out with a nude and smooth bra. So it's a kind of a middle ground. And I definitely think they should go somewhere they feel comfortable and where they can get assistance, because the girls in there will say, this fits small, so do go up a size, or this fits big. You don't want to get it wrong, because half the time you can't bring this stuff back. So,
and important. You also don't want to offend.
Exactly. You need to know, like, read the room. If you're partner is conservative or this hasn't been discussed, she might feel objectified. You just don't know. It could go down like a lead balloon. But if you have a relationship where you, it looks like a very romantic gesture, you're being thoughtful and you know, romantic, then do a little bit of homework. Try to kind of say what her style is, what have you seen her wear before, and if something in the store looks familiar or that trend, stick with that.
I think we've all kind of seen, I think about anyway, you know that sketch from Father Ted where there's loads of priests lost in the underwear section, the lingerie section, that episode. That's what I think a lot of men probably feel like.
Yeah.
So say they have done the homework, they've gotten the bit of info, they know what they're going in for, they've got the size down and they know what kind of clothes she likes to wear. How do they overcome that fear of, I'm actually going to walk in here now and try and find someone to say, can you help me?
Yeah, no, you always see them kind of loitering over in the corner, nearly the baby doll, kind of fingering things, going, what's this, what's that, not having a clue. And I always feel, within our store in particular, the men that come into us have been sent half the time, their wives or their partners, whoever, come home and they're like, I got a bra in this place, oh my God, it was amazing, I love it, I love it, I love it. And they're like, that sounds like an idea. And if they get it right, it's like rinse and repeat. We have had men that are coming into us every year for the last 19 years, each year. Like, don't, you know, if it's not broke, why try to fix it? So they really do repeat this process every year. So I think if you can go in somewhere that you feel, whether it's a department store, sometimes you might feel better in that place because you can blend in. And if you happen to see an assistant pass by, grab her. But you need to ascertain quite quickly if that girl's going to give you good advice. They need to know the stock. They need to be able to tell you things like, well, this fits small, or this is popular, or this is whatever fabric. A lot of customers these days, going back to the COVID thing, are all about fabric. They're all coming in going, is that 100% silk? Is that 100% cotton? So we've cottoned on to that big time because people want to wear the more natural fabrics. They don't want this synthetic feel. And it depends on their time of life. So all of these things are a minefield.
So much to take in. I mean, have you ever had to talk someone off a ledge? Like, do you ever have a lad coming in and he's like, here, my wife has some lovely ladies and she's not giving them the right, you know, scaffolding. Yeah. Do you ever say, well, I don't know if it's your place, mate? Or, okay, yeah, no, that's, we can help.
We have had men that ring up on behalf of their wife or for their own reasons to make an appointment for their wives.
No.
And have marched them in. Yeah, we always, myself and the girls are always a little bit kind of weary of that kind of man. We're thinking, do you need help in the fitting room?
My God.
You know, just press SOS, you know. But no, not very many. You know, most men that come in are so grateful for the help. They're very thankful for any advice we have to give. And like that, if they get it right, they are a customer for life because it's so nice to get these things right. We also have had the January walk-in where the woman has landed the stuff back on the table and absolutely not. That's going to happen. But if you have done a little bit of homework beforehand and if you go somewhere that you feel will have good information, you're kind of on to a winner.
I think the top tip probably in my eyes would be to remember that the people you're talking to and that you're asking for the advice from, they talk about this stuff all day, every day. It's Absolutely. Not a big deal to them. I know it feels like a really big deal to the guy, but to the person who you're asking, they've dealt with a million lads, a million husbands, a million boyfriends, a million girlfriends, whoever it is coming in looking to buy the underwear, and it's just not a big deal for them. So what would be your top tips for men who want to buy something nice this Christmas for their loved one?
So come in, do a bit of homework, a bit of background. You know, hopefully you've seen her in underwear before you come into the shop. It might not be the best icebreaker otherwise.
That's a key.
So key is find out the style or what she likes. Try to get a bit of sizing information beforehand. And that's all you need.
Okay.
And veer towards maybe what she'd like as opposed to what you'd like initially.
That's key.
You know, kind of get a bit of confidence going. And after that, then you can get a bit more adventurous. But initially, get it right.
Okay. Well, I hope we have given the men of Ireland some more confidence on how to buy their ladies' lingerie. And I've decided I'm going to change. I'm going to come into you and I'm going to get fitted properly. That's my plan.
Perfect. We look forward to it.
So where am I coming?
Peaches and Cream. We're on South King Street there, just beside Grafton Street.
Okay, perfect. I'm coming in to get the ladies looked after properly. Sinead Sanderson, Peaches and Cream, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.